listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about how we should obey God before man. And I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 4, verses 19 and 20, where we read this. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." A council of important and powerful men sat in judgment of Peter and John. The important men seemed to have all the control of the situation. But that didn't bother Peter and John. Bold in Jesus Christ, they refused to bow before the threats of the council. By the power of the Holy Spirit, God gave Peter and John the exact words for the moment. Jesus had promised in Luke chapter 12, this is in verses 11 and 12, "Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." Now these words from Peter and John here in Acts chapter 4 were a beautiful fulfillment of that promise that Jesus made in Luke chapter 12. So when Peter and John said, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge," it was self-evident that they should listen to God instead of man. Peter made a very effective appeal to this truth, and this is an important principle. God has established legitimate authority in humanity, and we see this authority in the home, we see it in the church, we see it in the community. And God wants us to respect and to obey these authorities, but never in an absolute sense. If doing what people tell us to do would make us disobey God, then we are to obey God. We must listen to God before even legitimate human authority. And with this boldness, Peter and John proclaimed, "We cannot but speak." In other words, we can't stop talking about Jesus. Peter and John had to speak of the things which they had seen and heard. They had to, not only because of the inner compulsion of the Holy Spirit, but also because of the command of Jesus. After all, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus gave the command to all his disciples, "You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem." Now, what were they supposed to say? Well, our verses from Acts chapter 4 show us they were to speak the things which they had seen and heard. This was not a message that they created. This was the message of who Jesus is and what Jesus did to rescue lost humanity. This was no made-up message. They merely relayed it as reliable eyewitnesses. Now, there are some things that are so good we should never stop talking about them. And the greatness of who Jesus, our Messiah, is and what he has done to save us is certainly the greatest of all of those good things. Not only should we refuse to stop talking about it, but God helping us, we will also determine to obey God before man. To live in the fear of man is beneath the dignity of God's children. And it's actually the sin of idolatry. We give respect where it is due, and we properly submit to legitimate authorities whenever possible. But at the end of it all, we listen to God before we listen to any human authority. Ask God to give you the wisdom and the strength to put him first today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.